Today's daf is Becharos daf Tes Zayin. We are holding on daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We were about to quote a brisa that supports Rav Sheshes. Again, there are two basic models that we've been discussing since the Mishnah on daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We're talking about psul emetashim, animals that are hegdish, that have a psul, meaning they have a mum. There's a problem with the animal. But the two basic models are A case where the mum was there already by the time you made it hegdish, so the animal never really had full kedushas haguf because it was never really destined to be used as a carbon, it already had a mum. And B, the second type of situation is where at the time you were makdish it was perfectly good, it only developed a mum later on. So the animal had a much more serious kind of kedusha because at the time you were makdish it was destined to be used as a carbon, it's a kedushas haguf kind of situation. So what we were discussing on Amud Beis is what about the vlad of such an animal, the vlad of a bal mum? What would be the status of the offspring? So we had the comment of Rav Sheshes where Rav Sheshes had said, let's just find it over here prior to the brisa, right? That Rav Sheshes says that you're allowed to be matvis the bal mum, the vlad of the bal mum. You could be matvis it with the kedusha of the mother, meaning that you can designate the vlad as having the kedusha of the mother. So if you look in it, let's just read again the conversation about being matvis. So the Gemara says, "Bayimine Ravina me Rav Sheshes." Ravina asked from Rav Sheshes about 7-8 lines into the wide lines. Maushe matvis on the kol zevach sheyirtza. Okay, you could be matvisit. Does it have to be the kedusha of the mother, or can you be matvisit to have the kedusha of some other carbon? Let's say the mother, the mashal, is a carbon shlamim. Does the vlad have to be carbon shlamim, or can you be matvis the vlad of something else? So Amalei ein matvisa. No, he says you can't be matvisit for something else. My taima. Amalei gamalei b'sharecha b'sharecha mi b'char ma b'char ein matvisa the kol zevach sheyirtza. Duchsev ach b'char shayivukar l'Hashem v'heima lo yaktish ish osau. Just like a b'char, you cannot be matvisit with the kedusha of any carbon that you want. Af hani ein matvisa the kol zevach sheyirtza. So over here as well, you can't be matvisit for whatever carbon you want. So now the Gemara says, Tanya kavase d'Rav Sheshes. We have a brice that's going to support Rav Sheshes, where it's going to show me that you're not allowed to be matvis for whatever kedusha you want. You have to be matvis the vlad of this behema, this psulem kedushim behema. You have to be matvis the vlad only for the kedusha that the mother originally had. And the brice says as follows. And the Braisa first starts off with the first model of Psulei HaMikdashim, where it had a mum before you were makdishit. It already had a mum by the time you were makdishit. Viniftu, and then you were poda it. Chayavin b'bechora u'bimatanos. It's considered complete chulin. It's chayavin b'chora, it's chayavin matanos. It has all the normal halachos of a regular animal. Bein lefnei pidyonon, bein la'achar pidyonon, ha'goz v'od v'ha'ovid behen, eino sofek esarbaim. If you shear them or work them, although it's usher to do that, if you shear them or work them, whether it be before your poda or whether it be after your poda, there is no malchus for shearing them or working them. You're not going to get malchus. Bein lefnei pidyonon, bein la'achar pidyonon, eino sin tmura. Also, whether it's before your poda the psul emukdashim or after your poda the psul emukdashim, it's not going to be matfis bitmuri. You're not going to be able to exchange it for the kedusha onto another animal. Why not? Because tamura only happens when you have kedusha saguf. This animal, again, we're within model A that has only kedushas damim. So therefore, you can't have a concept of tamura taking effect. Vilifnei pidyonon ma'alin behen, before the pidyon, you could violate mi'ilah by getting hanoah from it. Because before the pidyon, it still has kedusha. Only kedusha is damim, but it still has kedusha. After the pidyon, it has no kedusha whatsoever, so that would be, there wouldn't be any lach or pidyon in ein ma'alin behen. And that's why after the pidyon, there's no issue of mi'ilah. Vivladosein chol, viniftin t'mimim. The offspring, even if it was conceived before the pidyon, if it was born after the pidyon, if the child of this psul emukdashim was born after the pidyon, the child is considered complete chol, viniftin t'mimim. But if it was born before the pidyon, then it's going to need pidyon. The child itself is going to need pidyon, but you don't have to wait for the child to develop a mum, because again, the child only has kedusha that it got from its mother, which is kedushas damim, so you could be poda it even as a tamim, even if the offspring does not have any mum. umatfisan lekol zevach sheyirtza, and you want to be makdish the child, you could be makdish the child with any sort of kedusha of any sort of carbon whatsoever. Again, because this is talking about type A. It's talking about a situation where it never really had kedusha saguf. The bottom line rule is we treat it like chulin 100% completely, because once it goes through pidyon, it only had kedushas adam to begin with, so it's 100% treated like chulin. But on the flip side, what if you have type B? And therefore, since it's kichulin l'chol devrayim, the only thing you need to do is be podit, is do the evaluation. You have a mitzvah of evaluating its worth and being podit. Now, what about type B? Aval kadam hekdeshan es muman. But let's say you made it kodesh before it developed a mum, or mum over lekdeshan, or maybe it only had a mum over at the time that you were makdish it. So at the time that you were makdish it, it did not have any fundamental problems with it, so it had full kedushas haguf at the time that you were makdish it. Ula acher mikan nolad mum kavua, and then a mum kavua developed in the animal afterwards, so now you're dealing with kedushas haguf. The niftu and your poda it, so it does not become complete chulin. Peturim mina bechorim mina matanos. It's still pater from bechora and from matanos, because it had kedusha saguf to begin with. And bein lefnei pidyonon, bein laachar pidyonon, hagozis vavid ben sofik esar boin. If you shear it or you work with it, whether it be before the pidyon or after the pidyon, you're going to get malchus. You're going to get 40 lashes for violating the kedusha of the animal. Ubein lefnei pidyonon, bein laachar pidyonon, osin tmura. And both before and after the pidyon, you could make a tamura. You can exchange the kedusha onto another, transfer the kedusha onto another animal again, because it has kedushas haguf. Lifnei pidyon and moalin behen. Before pidyon, you can violate meila. La'achar pidyon and ein moalin behen. The only kula that we have is that, similar to the first type of case, if after the pidyon, even though it had kedushas haguf, there's not going to be any more meila involved. There's not going to be a violation of meila. Vivladoseyan kodesh ve'ein niftin tamimin. Now here's the line: the vlad is the offspring of this psulei mukdashim, that at the time that you were makdish it was perfectly good, only developed a mum later on. The vlad of this psulei mukdashim, if it became impregnated before the pidyon, if it became impregnated before the pidyon, even if it was born afterwards, it's going to be kodesh. The vlad is going to be kodesh. And a niftin tamimim. And if the vlad is born after the pidyon, you cannot be poda it unless it develops a mum. You can't be poda it from its kedusha while it's still tamimim. Ve'ein matfisin lekol zevach sheyirtza. And this is the line that supports Rav Sheshes, that you're not allowed to be matfis the vlad for whatever kind of karban you want. It has to dafka be matfis the kedusha of the mother. You cannot designate it to have the kedusha of any other type of karban. So we quoted this entire brisa. Not only is it a good chazara of many of the halachos we learned over the past two dapim, but this entire brisa was quoted really primarily for that line, to show me that it's a raya to Rav Sheshes that you not allowed to be matfis lekol zevach sheyirtza. Klalo shel davar, and again we give a rule, just like we gave a rule in the Reisha when we spoke about an animal that had a mum already at the time of its kedusha. So we gave a klal that they're kichulin lechol devrayim, that they have a din of chulin. So over here in the sefer we also give a rule in the case where it did not have any mum at the time you were makdish it, harehein kehegdish lechol devrayim. It's treated completely like hegdish. Ve'in lecha behen ela heterachila bel. And the only thing you can do with it that's for your personal benefit is heter achila, but nothing else. Everything else is considered completely like hegdish. So says Gemara, we gave two klalim. We said when you were makdish it and it already had a mum, so it only had kedushas damim. So once you're poded, it's kichulin lechol devrayim. It's 100% like chulin. So says Gemara, klal shel davar dereish lasuye. What's that coming to include? We already know it's kichulin lechol devrayim. We went through a whole list of halachos that tell me about how it's not osa tamura and how lachar pidyon remain molin behen and the vladoseyan or chol. We had all these halachos. So what do you have to tell me? It's kichulin lechol devrayim. So now it's coming to tell me lasuye. To tell me that if you shecht it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be pater. Meaning, it's mamish, like chulin, where you're not even going to be chayiv for shchut echutz. Okay, that's the kol shel davar of the Reisha. Klolo Sheldavar de Seifa. What's the Klolo Sheldavar of the Seifa coming to include? Again, in the Seifa's case, where at the time that you were Makdish it didn't have any mum, it was perfectly kosher, it was perfectly fine, so it had a full Kedushas Haguf. Why then, and it told me all the details that come with along with that, why then does it have to emphasize that it's Kehektish L'chol Devrayim? Of course it's Kehektish L'chol Devrayim. What's it coming to teach me? Asuya Chelbo. It's coming to tell me that even the milk of such an animal is going to be Kaddish, that it's going to be Asr. The milk of such an animal is also going to be Asr. That's what it's coming to tell me when it says that it's Kehektish L'chol Devrayim. Period. Now we're going to go back and analyze a piece of this Braisa. Amr Mar. So we said in this brisa, Ein Niftin Tmimin, Ve'ein Matfisan L'Kol Zevach Sheyirtza. So where did we say that? What was the case? That was talking about in the type 2, in I keep calling it different things, but the second type of animal that we spoke about in the Mishnah on Daf Yudalid, where you were makdish it at a time when it did not have a mum, it has full kedushas haguf. So we said that you cannot be poda it while it's the offspring of such an animal. You cannot be poda while it does not yet have a mum, and ein matfis l'kol zevach sheyirtza. You cannot designate it for whatever type of korban you want to designate it for. So the Gemara wants to make a diuk from this line in the Braisa. Sounds like tmimim hu delo mifriki. You're not allowed to be poda it while it's still tmimim, while it's still without a mum, habali mum and mifriki. But it sounds like even though the mother has kedushas haguf, the offspring, as soon as they develop a mum, you may be poda it. So, and the kol sheyirtzu dein matfisin, sounds also like you're not allowed to be matfisit for a stam, any carbon that you want. But hala oso zevach matfisan. But it does sound like you can be matfisit in the kedusha of the same type of carbon that the mother was. Well, hechi mishkachasla. What does that mean, therefore? De matfisan la oso zevach. You could be matfis the offspring in the same type of carbon that the mother is, and you could be poda it as soon as it develops a mum. So this brisa was not only a siyua to Rav Sheshes, it not only happened to help out Rav Sheshes, it will now therefore turn out to be a tiyufta on Rav Huna. Who is Rav Huna? Where did Rav Huna come up? If you look at the third wide line on Tes Vav Amud Beis we did yesterday, Omer Rav Huna, Konsan Lakipa Vahin Mesa, Vahin Mason. What do you do with the vlad of this animal that had Kedushas Haguf? The vlad could have been born after the pidyon of the animal that had Kedushas Haguf. But the bottom line is, it's a vlad that was conceived when the mother still had full-fledged Kedushas Haguf. What do you do with such an animal? Rav Huna said, there's nothing you can do. You have to put it into a pen and let it die of starvation. You can't be makrovit, you can't be poda it, you can't be matfis, any kedusha, nothing you could do. You have to just let it die. But here you see in this brisa that we're willing to say that you could be matfis it with the kedusha of the mother. We're willing to say that you could be poda it as soon as it develops a mum. All of this is against Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that you have to just let it die. So says the Gemara, now Rav Huna could defend himself. Amar lecha Rav Huna, because what's the kasha on Rav Huna? The kasha on Rav Huna is not from any words that it said in the Braisa. The kasha on Rav Huna is from the diuk we make from the Braisa. The Braisa said that all the Braisa said was that you can't be podit when it doesn't have a mum. We assumed that meant that you can be podit when it does have a mum. The Braisa said you can't be matfis for other types of kedusha. We assumed that meant that you can be matfis for the kedusha of the mother. Rav Huna says, "No, bad diuk." Amar lecha Rav Huna, who adin dafilu bali mumin ein niftin. No, the brisa would admit that even if it had a mum, you can't be poda it. Why does it say only if it's a tamim you can't be poda it? Because the brisa had two parts to it. Remember, this is talking about the second half of the brisa. We're talking about type two. We're talking about an animal that had full kedusha saguf. But there was a whole resha of the brisa that had spoken about an animal that only had Kedushas Damim. And the animal that has Kedushas Damim, you could even be poda when it's Tamimim, when it doesn't have a mum. So Va'aydi, Tanaresha Niftin Tamimim, since the Resha where it was talking about a Kedushas Damim case, said that you can be poda it when it's Tamim, Tananami Seifa Ein Niftin Tamimim. So the Seifa, for consistency's sake, for parallel's sake, had such a lashon that you can't be poda when it's Tamim. But really in the Seifa, even if it's about mum, you can't be poda. It just happened to use the same phrase that the Resha used. Va'aydi detana reisha l'kol zevach shiirtza. Tananami Seifa Lekol Zevach Sheyirtza. And also, since the Reisha said you could be matfis it for Kol Zevach Sheyirtza, because after all, it was the mother only had Kedushas Damim, so the Seifa also said the Kol Zevach Sheyirtza, that you could use it for Kol Zevach Sheyirtza. But really, that you're not allowed to use it, rather, for Kol Zevach Sheyirtza. But really, you're not even allowed to use it, for you're not even allowed to be matfis it in the Kedusha of the mother. Fine, that's the end of the brisa. Vashochtan bachutz pater. If you shecht it outside of the Beis Hamikdash, you're going to be pater. What's this going on? So Rashi says this is going still back on the brisa, right? Vashochtan bachutz pater. Zakt Rashi seifa de brisa la'el. This is going on the seifa of the brisa la'el hi da ve'akodshim shekadam hekdeshan as mumen kai. We're talking about the type of kodshim where type 2, where it had full Kedushas HaGuf, where at the time you were Makdash, it did not yet have a mum, v'afilu achi pater, and still we're saying that you're going to be pater for Shechut Echutz. If you shecht this animal that had Kedushas HaGuf, and then developed a mum outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be pater. It's not going to be a violation of Shechut Echutz. Why? Because the rule is, you're only chayav for shchut echutz when it's something that could have been used as a korban inside the Beis HaMikdash. Kitnam bezvachim perek paras chatas, bale mumin, bein kavuin, bein overin, shekriven bachutz, pater. Any animal that has a mum, even if it's a mum over, even if it's a temporary mum, if you shecht it mechutz lazar, you're going to be pater. Mapik time mehai kro. We learn it out from the following pasuk. Vel pesach olamoyed lo eviu, because the pasuk says if you do shchut echutz, your violation was that you didn't bring it el pesach olamoyed. You didn't shecht it where you were supposed to shecht it. What do we learn from there? Hakol she'en aroy love el pesach olamoyed ein chayav in a love. If it's something that could not have been brought el pesach olamoyed, it's something that's not roi to have been brought el pesach olamoyed. You can't be. You're not going to be chayav on it. Good. That is the din that we're commenting on over here. That if you shecht an animal, even if it had kedushas haguf, but it has a mum, you shecht it bachutz, you're going to be pater. So Rav Huna masni chayiv. Rav Huna actually disagreed. He learned it that shochtan bachutz is chayiv, not pater the way it says in the brayso, but chayiv the way it says in the Mishnah. Why are you going to be chayiv? Doesn't he agree to the rule that any time it's not roi to be used as a carbon b'fnim, you're not going to be chayiv for shchut echutz? Umukim la bedokin shabayin. He assumes that we're talking about the kind of mum that's a cataract in the eye. Va'alibid Rabbi Akiva damarim alu lo yerdu, where it's a very unrecognizable kind of mum, to the point that although you're not supposed to bring it as a korban, if you do, if it's already up on the mizbeach, since it's a very unrecognizable kind of mum, it's not bolet, the mum is not something that really stands out, so therefore you would not have to be morid it from the mizbeach. So on a certain level, it is something that's niskabel bifnim, something that can be used for a korban, because you wouldn't have to take it down if it was already there. And since it's niskabel bifnim as a korban, memela you're going to be pater, you're going to be chayiv on shchut echutz. If you shecht it outside, you're going to be chayiv. Fine. Bein lefnei pidyono, bein la'achar pidyono, osa tmura. The brisa had also said, the brisa we just read, that in type A kind of psulei hamakdashim, the situation where at the time that you were makdash it already had a mum, so all it ever has is kedushas damim. So whether it's before you poured it, whether it's type A is enos in tumura, it's not going to make tumura. But in type B, where at the time that you're makdash it did not yet have a mum, and therefore it's kedushas haguf, then whether it's before you poured or after you poured, the kedusha can be transferred over to another animal. It can make tumura. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua. The tumura, the animal that takes on the kedusha of this animal after its pidyon, is going to be left to die. My taima, why would it be left to die? Why can't we figure out some better way to use it? So says the Gemara, because hey, he loved it. What do you want to do with it? Likrave, you want to be makrave as a karban? Well, mikach kedusha dechuya kaasya. It didn't come from a kedusha that was still fully intact. The kedusha was transferred onto this tumura. tumura animal from an animal that was already pasul. So it can't be, you can't be makrovid. It came from a kedusha d'chuya. Lifrika, you want to redeem it? Lo alima lemitvas pidyona. The kedusha is not strong enough to allow for redemption, to allow for it to be niftes. Hilkach mesa. So therefore, you have no choice that you have to just let it die. You have to just let it be, and that's it. You let it die. So Tosfos asks, why is it different? Why is the tumura different than the vlados? The Gemara previously, when Tezvav and Beis said that the vlade psulei hamakdashim that became pregnant and when the impregnation of the animal and the birth happened after the pidyon, they're complete chulin, right? If you have psulei hamakdashim that go through a pidyon and then get pregnant to give birth, the vlados are complete chulin. So why don't you say the same thing about tumura of psulei hamakdashim? Let's say you have psulei hamakdashim, granted it had kedusha saguf, but you're poda it, and then you do the tumura after the pidyon. So why don't we say that it has no kedusha? We say the vlados are chulin gemurin, so why should the tumura not be chulin gemurin? Why should there be a difference between the offspring and the tumura? That's Tosfos kasha, right? That's Tosfos right here, Dibra Maskula Tumura, asked that kasha. So Tosfos says that by the vlados, even though that there are usur begizav avoda, but since the isser is such a minor isser, so that there's not enough koach to be for the kedusha to be chal on the vlados. But by the kedushas tumura, where the Torah is megala to us that it's chal even on a bal mum kavua, even if the animal has a mum kavua, so hu adin, it's going to be chal on the kedushas psulei hamakdashim la'achar pidyon. So there's a fundamental difference in the level of kedusha between vlados and tumura. The Torah is megala to me that there's more kedusha by tumura than there is by vlados. So the Mikdash David says, so you see from here that vlade chatos amesos are not b'misa ki imam. They don't have to die like their mother, because the Mishnah in Tumura says that chatos amesos don't make a tumura. The chatos amesos don't have enough kedusha to transfer over that kedusha onto a tumura. So says Mikdash David, beautiful. If we just established, Tosfos just established that the kedusha of tumura is more intense, that it's more likely to transfer kedusha to a tumura than it will be to its vlados. So by chatos amesos, what do we know? That it doesn't have the ability to transfer tumura. So if it's not able to transfer the kedusha to a tumura, so kol shekein that the vlados of the chatos amesos are not going to be able to have a din of kedusha, because the koach of tumura is more kal, easier to be chal. It's more chomer in a certain way. It's easier to be chal than the kedusha of the vlados. So based on this Tosos, that's the chiddush halacha Mikdash David wants to suggest. So says the Stipler in Siman Zayin that the Mikdash David is incorrect, and he proves the Mikdash David incorrect, and he says that you can't bring a raya from the fact that chatos hamesos are ein osos tumura, because their kedusha is too weak. He says, no, it could be that they have kedusha. The reason they're not also tamura is because only the bailim and the meschaper of the korban are able to make the tamura. Chatos hamesos, the point is, they don't have a bailim, they don't have a meschaper. So it's not a fundamental flaw in the kedusha of the korban that makes it unable to transfer the kedusha through a tamura. It's the fact that there's no bailim of the korban present to make the tamura happen. But nevertheless, they have more kedusha than the kedusha of psulei hamakdashim that are niftu, and therefore the vlados may still be kamosan. The vlados may still have kedusha, so the vlados of chatos hamesos may still be kadosh. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter, mask for Rav Amram v'tischal b'muma lebailim. Again, talking about this situation of the offspring of the animal that had kedusha saguf, and then you do a tumura after the pidyon. So he said you have no choice; you just got to let it die. So as Rav Amram, I understand. Why don't you just let the bailim eat it once it develops a mum? Because after all, the chima ben zu the tumuras becharu meiser. Why should this be any different than the tumura of becharu meiser? Ditnan tumuras becharu meiser heinu vladan uvlad vladan ad sof kol olam arein ke becharu meiser v'yochlu b'mumon lebailim. That by Tumuras Becharu Meiser, we say that the Vlados and the Vlade Vlados, etc., you can, as soon as they develop a mum, you can eat them. The Bailim can eat them. So why should this be any different? Samle Abaye, Zeshem Imo Alav, Vizeshem Imo Alav. Now the difference is as follows. Zeshem Imo Alav, Tmuras Becharu Meiser Mikri. When it comes to Tmuras Becharu Meiser, it's always going to be called, the Vladus are always going to be called Tmuras Becharu Meiser. And therefore, Ma Becharu Meiser Bimuman Misachlan Labailim, Av Tmuras and Misachla. The Becharu Meiser originally, when they develop a mum, they are allowed to be eaten by the Bailim. So the Tmura of them could also be eaten by the Bailim. Vizeshem Imo Alav, but our case is also Shem Imo Alav, meaning our case of Psulei Mekdashim is Tmuras Kachim Mikri. When you make a tmura for the Psalei Mekdashim, so it's called Tmuras Kachim. What's the halach of the Kachim that had Kedush Sagof? Ma Kachim lomischali ela bepidyon, af Tmuras Nami lomischali ela bepidyon. So just like the Kachim that had Kedush Sagof, you can't just eat it when it develops a mum, it needs pidyon. So too the tmura, you can't just eat it when it has a mum, it needs pidyon. And what's the problem? So good, so let it do pidyon. No, but we said, v'alo alima lemitfas pidyona. The Kedush is not strong enough to allow for pidyon. So there is no pidyon. Tiny kavasid Rav Nachman. So we have a brisa that supports Rav Nachman's din. Again, Rav Nachman is one that said that the tumura la achar pidyona is going to be left to die. Right. So we have a brisa that supports that din that it's going to be left to die. There's no other option. Minayim the tumura psulei mukdashim shemesa. How do I know that the tumura of psulei mukdashim is left to die? There's no other option. Tamlomer mi male hagera tame. We learned it from the pasuk mi male hagera tame. Fine. So because the pasuk pshat and pasuk. The pasuk sounds like it's describing animals that have simane kashrus, that are perfectly kosher, and nevertheless are not kosher. You're not allowed to eat them. So where do you ever have an animal that's perfectly kosher? You're not allowed to eat it. So we're darshaning it to refer to a tmura of psulei mekdashim, where you can't do anything with it. You got to just let it die, and therefore, even though it's a kosher animal, but it's a tmura of psulei mekdashim, you have to just let it die. So frankly, Gemara, no. Hami bayle l'chamesh chatos mesos. We already need that pasuk for chamesh chatos mesos to tell me that those the chatos mesos are animals that you're not allowed to eat. So answers Gemara, how we learn that from a different phrase in the pasuk, from mafrisa aparsa tame. So the mimale agira tame is still there to tell me about tmuras psulei mekdashim. Tanya nami hachi, we have a brice that supports this. Minayin l'chamish chataos mesos. How do I know the chamish chataos mesos that they're left to die, that you can't eat them? Tamalomar mi mafrisa aparsa tame. It quotes that half of the pasuk, mafrisa aparsa tame, which leaves me mala agira tame to tell me about the tmura of the psalem k'dashin. So frankly, Gemara, but why do I need a pasuk for chamish chataos mesos? Chamish chataos mesos hilchsa gemirila. Chamish chataos mesos salach l'moshim sinai. I shouldn't require a pasuk at all. Says Gemara, El Kiyasakra L'Tmuras Asham. You're right. We learn that from Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. The pasuk is coming to teach me that Tmuras Asham cannot be eaten and has to be left to die. So, Frak Gemara, Tmuras Asham Nami Hilchsehi. Kol Shabachatas Meisah Basham Roah. The halacha is by Tmuras Asham. It's also Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. How do I know that it's Halacha L'Moshe Sinai? Because the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai is that anything anything that's Mesa by a Chatas, by an Asham, has to be Roah until it develops a Mum. So I already know the din of Asham from the same Halacha L'Moshe Sinai that I know the din of Chatas. So what's this pasuk coming to teach me? Eloliolam chamish chatos mesos. Really, it is coming to teach me the din of chamish chatos mesos. Aye, we said it's already Halacha L'Moshe Sinai about the chamish chatos mesos. Visr kra visr chilch. So we need both a pasuk and Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Why? Di imikra hava mina l'ri'ia. If I only would have had the pasuk, I would have thought that you could let it go graze. That granted, you can't eat it, but you can let it go graze. Kamash Malan Hilchsa L'Misa. So the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai comes and tells me, no, it has to be locked up and starved to death. V'ime Hilchsa, and had I only had the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, Hava Mina Hecha Da'avad Ikri Va'achal Mehani Chamish Chatos Isura Ika Lav Leka. So again, if I only had the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, I would have thought that when you violated the Avera and you ate from these Chatos Mesos, you did an Isser, but it's not a Lav, it's not a Lo Saseh. So Kamash Malan, the Pasuk comes to tell me that it's a full-fledged Lo Saseh. It's not only that you did something wrong, it's a full-fledged Lo Saseh. So that's why I need both Halacha L'Moshe Sinai and the Pasuk to teach me about Chamish Chatos HaMesos. V'iba Yisema, La'kushe Davar Abba Mimali Gera, the Dover above Mafrisa Parsa. Malalam Bemisa, Afkan Bemisa. Or it could be that the reason we need the phrase Mafrisa Parsa about Chatos HaMesos is to make a hekish from that which comes in Malei Agera, from Tmuras Psalei HaMikdashim after the Pidyon, which we learn out from Malei Agera, to that which we learn out from Mafrisa Parsa, which is Chatos HaMesos. And that's how I know that Psalei HaMikdashim, the Tmuras Psalei HaMikdashim, are Mesos. It's because of the comparison between the two phrases in the Pasuk. So it's important that the Pasuk identify the Chatos HaMesos, because it's only through that that we know that the Tmuras Psalei HaMikdashim is also Mesos. That's why I need the Pasuk. But really, for the actual din of Chamesh Chatos Mesos, maybe Allah HaLavosh Misinai would have been enough. I would not have needed a Pasuk. The Pasuk is there to shed light on the Tmura of Psalei HaMikdashim that are Mesos. So now, the Gemara had this discussion. Why do I need both Allah HaLavosh Misinai and the Pasuk to teach me the same din of the Chatos HaMesos? So, excuse me, the Tosfos Yantif writes that whenever it says Hilchsa Gemirila, it never means Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It doesn't always mean Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The phrase Hilchsa Gemirila means something that we have as a long-standing Kabbalah from previous generations. In fact, the Netziv writes the same thing in his Hakdamah to his commentary on the Shi'iltos. And Tos Yontif proves this from the fact that we find that Reb Elazar is cholek on this halacha, that Chatos, Mesos, and Hashemos Roos. Right? What was the halacha under the discussion over here? That the Chamesh Chataos are Mesos, that they're left to die. Reb Elazar disagrees with that. The fact that there's a machlokas about it must mean that it's not a halacha l'moshe misinai. We said it's hilchasa, hilchasa gemirila, hilchasa is the term we use over here. So it must be that that doesn't mean halacha l'moshe misinai, because the Rambam writes in his Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos that you can never have a machlokas about halacha l'moshe misinai. So if it were a halacha l'moshe misinai, it wouldn't be open to machlokas. So he says from here is a raya that hilchasa doesn't mean halacha l'moshe misinai. Rashi in Maseches Tmura writes that it is halacha l'moshe misinai. So you have to say that the halacha l'moshe misinai is that an asham shemesu balav and a schapru balav is not brought. And Rabbi Lazar and the Chum argue only what the din is. Is it dina lemisa, dina l'ri'iya? But the fact that it's not brought as a carbon, that's the extent of the halacha l'moshe misinai. I mean, that's the only way out. You have to say something like that the halacha l'moshe misinai should not be subject to dispute. Now, in terms of halacha l'moshe misinai, in the Tshuvas Bar Yitzchak, Biradaf of your quotes, that it proves from this Gemara that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai would have the full strength and the full status of a Din D'Oraisa in regards to Suffolk. Let's say Suffolk D'Oraisa, L'Chomer Suffolk D'Rabba L'Kula. What about Suffolk Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? It says it has to be that the full status of the Suffolk of D'Oraisa that will be Sveiko L'Hachmir. Why? Because if it were Sveiko L'Kula, so why didn't the Gemara just say, the Gemara was dealing with, why do I need a Pasuk? I already have Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But if there was a fundamental difference in the way you dealt with it, that Safik Halacha L'Moshe Misinai were Lekula, and Safik Pasuk is L'Chumra, so then it would be a simple answer. You know why I need a Pasuk? Because I need to know that Safik is L'Chumra. From Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, I would only know that Safik is L'Kula. The fact that the Gemara didn't give that answer leads you to believe that a Safik Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is L'Chumra as well. And he proves this from the Gemara in Nazir and Tmura, where the Gemara asks, why do I need a Pasuk to Aser Hakravas Chamesh Chatos HaMesos? After all, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But again, if you say that Safik Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is Lahakel, so you need a Pasuk to answer the situation of Sveikos. However, says the Bar Yitzchak, the Rambam holds, there is a famous Machlokes Rambam Rashba, the whole din of Safik D'Oraisa L'Chumra, is that itself a din D'Oraisa? Or really, mi D'Oraisa, the Torah only answers Vaday situations, and the din that we have to be Machmir Misafik is a din D'Rabanan. That the din of Safik D'Oraisa L'Chumra is itself only a din D'Rabanan. That's the Rambam holds that Safik D'Oraisa Raisa l'chumra is only din d'rabanan. Mita or raisa, savik d'raisa will be l'kula. It's only a din d'rabanan that you say savik d'raisa l'chumra. That's what the Pnei Yeshua writes in Mesachas Gittin. That's why svek sveka on a d'raisa is l'kula. Because every svek sveka is a suffik on a din d'rabanan. Because the first savik d'raisa l'chumra is only din d'rabanan. So when you have a svek sveka, it's a suffik on the din d'rabanan of savik d'raisa l'chumra. So the Rambam holds that savik d'raisa l'chumra is only din d'rabanan. So then you wouldn't have any raya from here whatsoever about what the status would be about Safik Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, because the Gemara is not going to answer, oh, I need the Pasuk to tell me Safik D'Oraisa L'Chumra, because the Pasuk doesn't tell me Safik D'Oraisa L'Chumra, it's only Din D'Rabbanan. So that you wouldn't have any strong rayos according to the Shita of the Rambam in Tumas Meis Perek Tes Halach Yud Beis, who holds that Safek Darais Lechumra is itself only Din Drabanan. Now it should be noted also, the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah Shorash Beis writes that whatever is not explicit in the Pasuk, whether it's a Gzeir Shavu or Kal V'chomer, it would not have a full status of a Din Darais. It would only be treated like a Din Drabanan unless the Gemara says explicitly that it's a Din Darais. Meaning, Halach L'Moshe Misinei, the Rambam seems to say, only has a status of a Din Rabbanan, does not have a status of a Din D'Oraisa. The Ramban writes that according to the Rambam, that would mean all halachal Moshe Misinei is Divrei Sofrim. The Ramban says, however, that's crazy. You can't say such a thing, that it only has a Din of a Din D'Rabbanan, because there are several cases in the Gemara where it's clear that we're machmir and a safek halachal Moshe Misinei. If it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, you wouldn't be machmir misafek. Furthermore, a person becomes a Zakin Mamre if he argues about something that's halachal Moshe Misinei. A person does not become a Zakein Mamre if he argues about something with the Sanhedrin of Gadol, but something that's only Din Rabbanan. Leads you to believe Halachal Moshe Misinei has the status of a Doraisa. He brings a riot from the Gemara Nazir as well. The Ramban vehemently argues with this Rambam. Okay, new Mishnah. New Mishnah on the bottom of Tazayin Amalav. Hamakabal Tzon Barzel and Ovid Chavim. Let's say a person works out a Tzon Barzel deal with an Ovid Chavim. Essentially, the deal is the Ovid Chavim provides you with animals, you're going to split the profits, the gizos, the vlados, everything that comes from those animals, and you guarantee that after X amount of time, you're giving back the exact value of the animals that he gave you. So it's a no-risk deal for the Ovid Kochavim. He's definitely getting back his full investment, plus whatever profit, a share of whatever profits you're able to make. So if that's the deal, meaning we said that the Chiv of Bechar doesn't apply when the Ovid Kochavim has a partial ownership of the animals. So what if you're makabel these animals from Ovid Kochavim to split the profits? So what's the halacha? To what extent do we assume that the Ovid Kochavim is a part owner of these animals and they're therefore not going to be chayv bechora? So vlad dosei and peturim, the vlad of those animals that he gave you are pater from bechora. Vladei vladosei and chayavin, but their vlados, the vlados of the vlados, are going to be chayv bechora because the Ovid Kochavim doesn't have any ownership of those. I mean, you get the ones that you get, he gets the ones that he gets. So the ones that you get are yours, and therefore their vlados are going to be chayiv in Bechorah. Hemid vladosei and tachasim osehen. What if you work out the situation where you allow the Ovid Kochavim to have a share of the vlados in place of the mothers? Let's say you don't want to return the mothers, or you're unable to return the mothers as the initial investment, so the understanding is that he will then be able to take back the vlados as his payment for the initial investment. Then vladei vlados p'turin. Then even the third generation are going to be pater from Bechorah because the Ovid Kochavim has a chelik in the mother. But vladei vlados, chayavim. But the fourth generation is going to be chayiv, because that the Ovid Chavim has no chelik in. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, afilu ad asar peturim, shach riusin lov chavim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, what are you talking about? The deal is that you're supposed to give back the Ovid Chavim his initial investment. Let's say the mothers have since died, so what are you going to give them? So you give the vladas. Let's say they died. What are you going to give him? You'll give him the vladi vladas. Let's say they died. You'll give him the vladi vladi vladas. Meaning, whatever animals are produced by this flock is somehow going to be meshuba to the Ovid Kochavim, because you've got to give him back his initial investment at the end. So the Ovid Kochavim is always considered to have yado be'emtza, to have some sort of chelek in this flock, and therefore it's all going to be pater, no matter how many generations you go down the line. Then the Mishnah just tells us another random halacha doesn't seem to really be associated with the rest of the Mishnah. Rachel sheyaldim in Eiz, ve'Eiz sheyaldim in Rachel. One animal gives birth to another type of animal. Peturim min abchora, it's patim min abchora. Nidme is patim from abchora. Ve'im yesh from mitzah simanim chayiv. But if it has some of the simanim of its mother, then it's going to be chayiv. Fine. So says we're going back to the primary discussion of our Mishnah, which again is about the Tzon Barzel situation that you have with the Ovid Kochavim. Lememra dekivan de lo nakad mara zuze. Does our Mishnah seem to suggest, meaning our Mishnah does seem to suggest, that so long as the Goy has not yet received his money back, he's considered to be in partial ownership of the animals. And that's why they're going to be pater from Bechorah, because he's considered a part owner of the animals, so long as he doesn't get his money. Uriminhu, I'll ask you, Stira, ain mekablin son barzel mi Yisrael, mipreshu ribis. You're not allowed to be mekabel son barzel situation from another Jew, because that's a violation of ribis. Now, wait a second, what is ribis? Ribis is when I get paid for giving you the right to hold on to my money. But if I'm still holding on to my money, and I never gave you the right to hold on to my money, it's not ribbis for me to get paid. It's only ribbis if I'm getting paid for the right to, for giving you the right to hold on to my money. So if you're going to say that so long as I don't get paid back in my Tzon Brazel situation, the guy who gave the animals still has a chelik in them, well then why is that a ribbis problem when you do that with the Jew? He never gave me the money. He still has a chelik in all the money. So I'm not paying him for the right to hold on to the money. So why would it be a ribbis problem? Alma b'reshus of the mekabel kaima. Sounds from there that it's really in the reshus of the mekabel, not in the reshus of the nosin, that in its own Barzel arrangement, the one who's mekabel the animals to work with them and develop profits from them is the one that's said to be the rightful owner, the one who's in charge of those animals. So it's a steer with our Mishnah. So Rabbi lo kasha. Rabbi says, no, it's not a kasha. Had the kabel lay ons of zula, had the kabel lay ons of zula. It depends what if the original owner, the nosin, is accepting any risk whatsoever. Is it complete zero risk? If it's complete zero risk, then you're right, then he's not said to have any chelik in it anymore. The makabel, it's beyond the makabel. But in our mission, we're talking about a case where he accepts some risk. If let's say an onus happens, the flock gets struck with lightning or something, so he's being makabel that risk upon himself, in that kind of situation where he's makabel that kind of risk, so then he's still considered to be a part owner of it, and that's why it's part of from Bechora. So Amalei Rava says that can't be the case of our Mishnah. The kabel alei ons of Zula, tson barzel karis alei. When you're makabel a certain amount of risk, how could you call that tson barzel? The definition of tson barzel means zero risk. Va'od my paska. And furthermore, how could the word tson barzel mean two different things in two different Mishnahs? Va'od adetani seifa aval makabel tson barzel menovik chavim. In the seifa, when you want to talk about a situation where it's not going to be a ribs problem, or where you're makabel tson barzel menovik chavim, why don't you just say that the situation where it is a ribbis problem is where you're not mekabel ons of azula? But if you're mekabel ons of azula, if you're mekabel some level of responsibility, then it wouldn't be a problem. Why doesn't it make this chilik? So Rava says that first answer doesn't work. Ella Amar Rava, how are we going to answer the stira between our Mishnah and the case of ribbis? Both are talking about where there's no risk assumed whatsoever by the nosein. There can't be any risk assumed by the nosein. Vahacha gabe bechora hainu taima. So why is it by bechora that the guy is said to have a chelek in everything? Diilu asi ovid kuchavim bayizuze velo yoivle. Because bottom line, if the guy comes to collect his money and you don't have money, what's he going to do? He's going to take this animal. And let's say the animal's not there, what's he going to do? Toughest vlados tida. He's going to take the vlados of the animal. So by definition, it's not that he retains ownership after he gives you the tzon to work with. He doesn't retain ownership, but he always has the right to collect from them. And since he has the right to collect from them, it's considered as if he's a part ownership. It's as if he's a part owner. Whenever there's a yad ovid kochavim be'emtza, the rule is, it's always going to be patur from bechora. Whenever there's a guy's hand in the deal somewhere, it's always going to be patur from bechora. Okay, we'll pick up from the two dots tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.